Jordan is not giving up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I think the American people are thirsty for change. I think they are hungry for leadership.
So he hopes to be elected as House Speaker maybe today, though he's fallen well short in prior votes this week. 22 fellow Republicans did not support him in the last one. Without a Speaker, the House cannot vote on the military aid President Biden wants Congress to approve.
We certainly need to help Israel, but I got to see the package. But again, we can't do that. If the House isn't open, all the more reason why we need to get the House open.
Now, the president wants lawmakers to approve that aid to help Israel fight terror and Ukraine battle Russia.
Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy.
Fox's Jackie Heidner reports from the White House. The $105 billion request covers
for Israel, border security, Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific, humanitarian assistance. But the bulk of this money would go to Ukraine. It's a larger amount that is expected to cover them for about a year.
Well, the president's getting Republican pushback for that Ukraine aid push. Senator J.D. Vance tells Fox
he shouldn't use dead Israeli children to do it. It was disgusting.
Now, on day 14 of Israel's war against Hamas terrorists, there's bombing in Gaza and rockets fired from it. Israel's defense minister told troops amassed near the border to get ready, suggesting a ground invasion's imminent. Israel's also dealing with attacks from Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. There's a manhunt in Maryland for whoever gunned down a circuit court judge outside his Hagerstown home, prompting police to provide protection to other judges in the area.
Washington County deputies say they responded Thursday night and found 52-year-old Andrew Wilkinson in his driveway bleeding. They rushed him to the hospital where he died.
That's Fox's Carmen Roberts. A Washington, D.C. police officer is in stable condition the morning after being shot and seriously wounded by a gunman who was killed in return fire. America's listening to Fox News.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $29 billion were stolen last year alone. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself if you become a victim. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Join now and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Controversial commentator Alex Jones has been ordered to pay up.
A U.S. bankruptcy judge has ruled that conspiracy theorist Alex Jones cannot use his personal bankruptcy to get out of paying at least $1.1 billion in defamation damages related to his lies about the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. The judge said bankruptcy cannot be used to wipe out debts and legal judgments if they result from willful or malicious injury caused by the person in debt. Courts in Connecticut and Texas have ordered Jones to pay $1.5 billion in damages after ruling that he intentionally defamed schoolchildren killed in the massacre. Jones claimed for years that the Sandy Hook killings were staged with actors and has since acknowledged that the shooting happened. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A controversial ex-lawmaker in Florida has gone from the state house to the big house.
A federal judge sentencing Joe Harding to 4 months in prison and 2 years supervised release after Harding pled guilty in March to counts of wire fraud and money laundering. Harding, part of a scheme to fraudulently obtain a $150,000 federal COVID-19 relief loan using false bank statements from two dormant small businesses to gain access to the funds. A former Florida state representative, Harding resigned in December after he was indicted. Prior to that, he made headlines as the sponsor of legislation barring classroom instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity that critics dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop again. Futures are falling after two straight sell-offs. The Astros get even in the baseball playoffs.
Hammered to left center field. Way back there. It is gone.
Jose Abreu helped power Houston to a 10-3 win over Texas on FS1, tying the American League Championship Series 2-2. Arizona beat Philadelphia 2-1, but the Phillies still lead the Diamondbacks 2-1 in that series. On Thursday Night Football, Jacksonville beat New Orleans 31-24. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A 25-year-old Urbana man under arrest after the University of Illinois police say they found gun and marijuana inside his car during a traffic stop on campus. The driver identified as Shandon Hillsman is said to have given a freshly rolled marijuana cigarette to the officer and admitted to having recently smoked marijuana. A man charged in a mass shooting in March near Western Illinois University in Macomb pled guilty to amended charges. Damond Wilson entered a guilty plea to one count of second-degree murder. One person killed, 10 injured, and shots were fired at an off-campus house party March 27. Champaign County Clerk of Courts Penny Underwood has announced a new and very beneficial service to citizens of Champaign County and surrounding region. Starting November 7, the Champaign County Driver Exam Station will officially begin driver examinations for new drivers or anyone needing to take the examination for an expired license. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And our 8 o'clock hour, got some Brad Underwood. I'll play for you. They got a basketball game tonight. I'm saying they basketball has a game tonight. It's
That's right.
A chance to really see how deep you can go. It doesn't count. Good exhibition. Get a look at the guys under game action with referees, all that stuff.
Right. And after this game against Ottawa at 8 o'clock tonight, we've got Kansas at 5 o'clock on Sunday, October 29th, ranked number one in the AP preseason poll.
Yep.
Wow.
Meteorologist Greg Solier, he's a big sportsy. How are you, buddy?
Yeah. Not quite the expertise you guys got in that collegiate sense, but, you know, I can kind of hold my own.
Yeah, you can have a little brisket and watch a little football, man, any day.
Yeah. Emphasizing the brisket portion of that broadcast.
Our meteorologist, Greg Solier, windy conditions expected tomorrow, like 30, maybe? Maybe,
you know, top of the stadium, you know, maybe the upper echelon of a punt or a kickoff, something like that, maybe those upper echelon seats as well. But generally 20 to 25, probably looking at some steady state winds like that as you get into the second half of the ball game tomorrow. But there ought to be a fair amount, not an abundance of sunshine. A, that helps this time of the year. And B, we ought to be looking at temperatures generally ranging through the 60s during the course of the ball game tomorrow. So that's pretty much on target for, you know, a weekend, mid to late weekend in October. But another more significant warm up expected for next week. It comes at a price. There's rain, but there's additional drought relief coming our way, and we'll get a little temperature setback, but there are still milder to warmer to drier days relative to November, just beyond the first few days. I think Thanksgiving and beyond, we move back into, we think, a wetter scenario, and it could be a pretty action-packed wet one as well. So, bottom line, get it done while you can, best you can, and all you can on the harvest side of things, safety first. 49 at Willardson Savoy later on today, high temperature and about 61 with a partly sunny morning, a partly cloudy afternoon. Any sprinkle activities off east of the Illinois-Indiana state line currently. Fair tonight, 45, mostly sunny, breezy tomorrow, as mentioned. High up near 67 at southwest to west. Then northwest wind 12 to 24, gust a little above 25 miles per hour, close to 30, again, at the top of the stadium. 40 tomorrow night, 59, a cooler, partly cloudy Sunday, but 63 Monday, we'll take it. 73 Tuesday, we'll take that. Increasing south wind, shower chance later Wednesday at 72. We'll hover near 70 with rains on the increase here Thursday and Friday of next week. For Stephen A. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. ESPN 93.5, 809. So football tomorrow at 2:30. Basketball tonight at
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Underwood, exhibition games. What they have value?
These exhibitions tell a lot. They tell a lot. This one and the next one will tell. You know, it will tell a lot because, you know, there's no column that these games go in, win or loss. These games are learning and developing and growing and figuring things out. And as soon as we can figure out, do we have quality depth and can we play that way? I hope so. I think so right now. But ultimately, their successes individually and as a group will determine, you know, what that looks like. But I do like the fact we're experienced. I do like the fact we're old. I think we've got positional size, and we have versatility. So, you know, we'll see tomorrow. You know, again, we want them to play really hard. And when they get tired, next man out, and we can have 5-6 guys in double figures, then we become a really, really difficult scout, and I think we're capable of that.
Bet that. How do you guard a team that has 5 or 6 potential double-digit scores? All right, when we had Brad on, I think it was off-season last year, I said, I think we need a point guard. And he said, yeah, I've heard that. So I think he's kind of tired of the question.
Right.
So he put Ty Rogers, who's like a forward, at the guard. He's lost weight. He looks a lot thinner. Can he shoot from the three? If you don't, the guy will back up and kind of clog the middle or something. Can he make free throws? That kind of thing? He's not worried about it. What do you tell Ty Rogers tonight, coach?
Yeah, get comfortable. Just get comfortable. Don't try to do too much. I'm really dialed in with him much more on the defensive side than I am the offensive side. You know, we can't lose sight of the fact that he's a really good rebounder. We don't want him to lose his best asset or one of his best assets because he's on the ball. We've changed up some things in our terms of our transition coverage because of that, but I really want him to take a big step defensively. You know, guarding perimeter guys, guarding ball screens. When you're a lead guard in college basketball, you've got the ball in your hands all the time, so you're receiving a ball screen and or you're guarding it and you're getting ball screened. And that's hard. There's some toughness involved in that. There's some cerebral listening and hearing and processing. And I want to see that growth on the defensive side. Yeah, offensively, he'll be fine.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
There you go.
Looking forward to seeing Ty Rogers. I think this Nico Moretti, he's the Italian kid. He can handle the board. He can really. I think we'll see more of him than we think.
Okay.
And he's a true point guard that handles it. We'll see. I mean, I love Ty Rogers. I think he's an NBA basketball player somewhere. I mean, I just think he's that kind of skill. So we'll see. Not to mention we have Terrence Shannon back. Yikes. And Coleman Hawkins.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more fluidity in Coleman Hawkins. Sometimes he looked a little herky-jerky to me. I think he needs to decide if he's going to shoot the three ball. And then he needs to decide to make them. So yeah, there's that.
Okay.
And then I can't wait for a healthy Luke Goody.
Yeah.
Who once again will appear on Lon and Derek's The Drive. And I think beginning next week. Because it's on, man.
Man,
it's
we're
on.
There.
It is on. All right, check the rest of sports at 8:12. What else we got there, Diane? We got baseball still.
Yeah, we do. On the American League Championship Series, it's tied up at 2-2 with Houston beating the Texas Rangers 10-3 yesterday. So game five this afternoon. Arizona over the Phillies 2-1. Phillies are still on top of that series 2-1. And game four will be tonight on that series. Well, homecoming weekend, and we've got Illinois and Wisconsin tomorrow at 2:30. Of course, the parade at 5:30, the pep rally at Grange Grove at 6:30. Our kicker, who hit the game-winning 43-yard field goal as the clock expired against Maryland, Caleb Griffin, honored as Scholar Athlete of the Week this week, our Danville native. So we've got that. And Illinois volleyball is in Maryland at 6 o'clock tonight. On Sunday at 2, they'll be facing Rutgers. And our Illinois soccer team in action against number 25 Nebraska Sunday at noon. There's a theme of women empowerment. So after the match, 100 girls, 8th grade on down as far as the age, will be taking on our Illini. That's after the Illini face Nebraska. They'll put 100 girls out there to face our Illini.
Wow.
Soccer team. Wow. So that could be fun at yeah. DeMergeron Park.
Yeah.
And now when it comes to college trending stories, Jim Harbaugh is up and in the scandalous zone again, I guess. Michigan State have a game tomorrow. He's accused of stealing some team signals or sending some of his staff out to take a look and roll tape on that, but who knows, are these accusations? And what do you really learn in the moment? And
I guess Houston Astros, to me, they had some sort of electronic system whereby the batter, and you have to communicate it quickly whether you're banging on a garbage can or not, if the batter knows the pitch, they're going to cream it 80% of the time. They're that good.
Yeah.
Sometimes they miss them, but a lot of times if they know the pitch coming. So clearly a huge scandal in Houston where the players never got any penalties for, which is just atrocious. So consequently, I don't root for Houston. And these players that cheated that were part of it, no matter where they go, they always did that. And they did it to their fellow brother in the union. You hurt guys that were trying to make it like you, and you cheated. So what is cheating in the NCAA in football? If you go to a game and it's not stealing stuff during their practices and sneaking in, How do you prevent somebody from going to a game and videoing what they're doing on the sideline?
Right.
Why is, I mean, that's, everybody sees that.
Uh-huh.
If you're smart enough to have any idea what it means.
Right.
Because it's complicated. It really, really is. I don't think there's any way you can go and say, well, let's see, they just put a sign of Goofy and then there's Mickey Mouse. Uh-huh, I don't know what the uh-huh. Mickey would mean.
I've seen these cards lifted yeah. up and the staff is wearing a different color so they stick out.
There's several doing it so right. you don't know which one is the real one. Uh-huh. And then they alternate that and they rotate. It's kind of complicated.
It is.
So, I mean, if you go to a ball game and you pay your ticket or whatever, you get in and you have your iPhone like everybody has
uh-huh.
and you're rolling on that and you go through the patterns of what they're doing, I'm not sure. Now, I can see totally if you're sneaking into practice, you're a guy that's repping, you know, Nike, and you're there and you're hearing some that I hear.
Yeah.
But what is the difference between what baseball had done for 100 years, that steel signs as the guy is motioning to his belt, then to his eyebrow, then because that's just everybody sees that.
That's right.
You got to have it complicated enough nobody picks it up. So I don't know if but you know, electronic stuff and a system whereby the signal comes to the pitchers and then they're able to communicate to the batter immediately, all that. That is a high-level cheat.
It is, and this Connor Stallions is in the NCAA investigation, is known for his off-field analyst position with the Wolverines, hired in May 2022, and his LinkedIn account talks about his military background with the U.S. Naval Academy and how he has recruiting, scouting, intelligence, planning, and strategies as far as his profile.
Well, you notice that every mouth is covered now in sports.
Yes.
Because of lip readers.
That too.
But if you're somehow with binoculars and you're a military guy and you're watching the guy speak and you can't hear it, but you can tell the words, you got to be able to communicate that quickly
uh-huh.
on the field to the players. So they block their mouth, even with the sheet where the coach is calling plays, they block their mouth.
That's right.
And they go to the catchers, go out and block their mouth with their mitt and all that stuff. So nobody can see that. But listen, there are just always ways that people are trying to get an advantage.
That's right. Jacksonville over your New Orleans Saints yesterday, 31-24. As far as NFL games, Cleveland's at Indianapolis, Green Bay's at Denver, and Las Vegas in Soldier Field for the Bears. Colorado over the Blackhawks 4-0, and Arizona over the St. Louis Blues 6-2.
We got Tara coming up with Health Alliance, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Bruce Busey is proud to give back to their community. Busey has a lot of employees that generously give like 20,000+ hours a year. Hundreds of community organizations benefit. Nearly 200 associates actively commit to board service in their communities. Busey's contributed $258,500 in scholarships throughout their footprint. If you want information about their impact report, you can read about corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition, and development. All about that is in Busey.com/impact, and you can learn that Busey not only can do all your five lines of business and everything you would need with a bank, but they also are active, and they pride themselves on having people work for them that are active and have a positive contribution in their communities. Again, Busey.com/impact. Busey, member FDIC. Today we're live at Pia's. Don't forget to be there. Diane has basketball tickets for tonight, football tickets for tomorrow. Free, 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 free.
That's right. Twisted Tea has their specials and their prizes too. It's a great place to eat. You can join Jay Lehman, Kent Brown, Martin O'Donnell, McLean Stahl, Hans D on who you got towards the end. It's going to be a blast. Pia's 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. And again, we'll be there after 3 with all these tickets. The fan bus too
yeah.
for the 8 o'clock game tonight. Game
Go line up. Game day spirit stuff
yeah.
as well.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Havana, vicinity. Not too bad of a mid to late October feel and weather for this weekend. We'll get into a warmer spell and a wetter spell the second half of next week. Plan accordingly with fall field work and harvest in mind. Maybe a sprinkle to the east of Champaign here for the next few hours into the early to mid morning. Then a partly cloudy sky. Afternoon temperatures with a northwest breeze at about 61. No weather issues for the parade this afternoon. Fair tonight down to 45 for the low. Tomorrow mostly steady breezy, and that could impact the kicking game. Southwest to west winds shifting northwest 12 to 24 and gusty, but temperatures during the ball game up to around 67 degrees, especially the first half. Fair tomorrow night, lows near 40, partly cloudy, cooler 59 on Sunday, but back to 63 Monday, 73 Tuesday, increasing south wind. Very shower chance here for Wednesday. Widespread rains pick up late Thursday and Friday. High temperatures still into the lower 70s, nights down into the upper 50s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans are still traveling and dining in restaurants. American Express reported record results for the summer quarter. Total card member spending was up 7%. Travel and entertainment expenses were up 13%. But people are still paying their bills. Amex says delinquency rates are still below pre-pandemic levels. Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic says it's possible the Fed could be cutting interest rates by the end of next year, though it wouldn't happen before the middle of next year at the earliest. He says that would happen when inflation is down to 2%. Apple CEO Tim Cook is in China. The trip was not announced ahead of time. Apple is facing government scrutiny in China and also weak iPhone 15 sales. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
The world's largest sports book, right at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
All right, so if you missed our interview with Illinois football coach Brett Bielema yesterday, we went Oprah on him. I asked him about his family, and it's a side of Brett you probably haven't heard.
Yes.
You'll want to hear that. I'll play that coming up here in the next 20 minutes or so. It's Tara Mullins. My new best friend from Health Alliance, Community Outreach Director. Tara, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm fine. Just decided, you know, I am who I am. I'm not gonna put on fake hair, and I'm not going to pretend. I'm just
okay.
Who I am, and
okay.
Got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can do, you know.
I know Health Alliance had an expo recently, and you were asking for a friend.
Well,
right?
I think that friend is me, okay? The friend is me, okay? Is that so wrong? Yeah,
it's my favorite time for a person. I think it's wonderful.
Listen, it's I'm a CrossFitter, so I'm feeling good.
Yep.
And I tell you, I really appreciate Jeremy Jones, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was
Yeah. Unbelievable,
kind of a PhD, knows his stuff. All right, so talk to me about Medicare, what it is, and why people that are 64 need to be looking right down at this and get ready.
Right. So for people who are turning 65 or becoming Medicare eligible, as we say, that can happen any time year round. But what's most important about this time of year is it's the Medicare annual enrollment period, and that only runs from October 15th through December 7th. So that's the time where a person wants to take a look at what they have now, make sure it's fitting their needs, and see if they need to make any adjustments to their plan. Because they can only do that while they're already on something this time of year, unless they have a special election period. So pretty big time of year for everyone.
I think it's 3 months out. You can, I've already got my, because you told me to, Tara, I already got my account with Social Security. And so I went on there and did all that. And now I'm just preparing. I want Medicare Plan C, because that's the whole, Dairy Queen full meal deal, isn't it?
So Medicare Advantage plans are called Part C, and the letters get confusing because Medicare Supplement plans have letters as well. So there's kind of two different paths a person can take. But I'm so proud of you for getting ready, because I used to tell people, call Social Security, you know, at least 2 months in advance of when you need it. Since the pandemic, I'm seeing that time be just a little bit longer. And so the sooner is always the better, to be as ready as you can. So I'm really, really thankful for you to do that, so that way it can be ready to go when it's time for you. And then you're right, Part C is the hospital, the outpatient, sometimes prescription drug coverage, and all the extras bundled into one that works like you've been used to when you're working.
Okay, but I can do everything through Health Alliance, right?
Yeah, we have both of those options through Health Alliance, yeah. And we're really excited. This year we've rolled out something. I know you remember the plans that we used to talk about prior to this year, and so we've made some pretty big changes. And so we used to have some sculpted networks for some specific plans, but we've opened that up this year to our POS Choice RX plan. And so now if you happen to fall into like Ford County or a county that bordered one of the other ones before and you couldn't get the $0 plan that everybody talked about, now our POS Choice RX plan for $0 is available across our whole service area.
That's awesome.
We're pretty excited about
that. How many providers are in that network, Tara?
You know, there's actually more than 36,000 providers.
Excuse me?
In the network.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, I'm here to announce, Tara, I've had phone calls from 35,400 already.
All right.
What the heck? How do they know that, man?
In the mail, too.
It's unbelievable, but I'm wondering, I guess I shouldn't wonder. There's enough information out there in all of us that they know the time to call. And it's like, come on, man, I'm going with Health Alliance. Give me a break, okay? Just leave me alone. All right, so people can always reach out to Health Alliance and get all that. But from people you know, which is what my point is, I don't know who's calling me. I don't know who they are.
That's right.
So it's
you know, I helped my uncle through this conversation just this week. He said, well, I called one of those phone numbers on the TV. I said, oh, please don't do that.
Yeah, right.
You know, sometimes it's fine, and sometimes it can really turn into a mess. So we are here, located in Central Illinois. You're going to talk to somebody here. We do have some team members that we also have in Washington and in North Carolina that sometimes back up the phones, that you may talk to them, but they're also great people. But you're going to talk to somebody here within our company.
I know this can be overwhelming. What are some key questions that a person should keep in mind, Tara, when approaching this?
Yeah, we're seeing people be much more informed, which I have been encouraging over the 10 years of my position here, is really get informed about all of these options. But sometimes we're seeing people self-shop now, which is great. But the thing with that is you don't have somebody walking you through it. So I'm so glad that you asked that, because you want to think about some key things and make sure that it's the best fit for you as the person in your life. And it may not be the same as your neighbor, or even the same as the person in your house with you. So you want to just make sure you're looking at, are your healthcare needs changing for the upcoming year? Maybe you want to change the plan and how it's covering based on what you know is coming. Maybe your finances have changed. You want to make sure that the doctors that you will want to see are in the network. You know, we just talked about the network, but this is also what we call a POS plan. So we have both in and out of network. And what you're going to see is a lot of times right now, those benefits are matching. So even if the person's not in the network, you can still go and get care somewhere else for a known price. Go ahead. You also want to know kind of what prescriptions that you're on or may be coming up to take, and make sure those are covered under the plan. And just, are you getting all the additional benefits you want and making sure that you know what those are? Like, is there extra fitness, dental, hearing? Because original Medicare doesn't offer those things.
Plus the travel, too. Some people should look at that if they travel a lot to find out if they have the resources they need, if there is a medical issue in these other areas.
Right. I think that's one of the biggest things about this POS Choice plan I'm really happy about, because you do have both in and out of network. But if you wanted to use just mostly your in-network and save a little bit more, you always have urgent and emergent coverage when you're traveling, no matter where you are. So that's okay. So if you were going to pick an HMO where it has a more sculpted network and no out-of-network coverage, you always have urgent and emergent. But with a POS plan, you've got both in and out. So you can travel and have the care that you need with that. Just know you get to look at those costs beforehand and kind of make your decision. Do I want to schedule an appointment when I'm in Florida, or do I want to schedule it close to home when I'm back home? And just kind of think of that. And then there's also some things like what we have as Assist America. So when you're traveling, you have extra help if something comes up when you're traveling.
There is a lot of information. Tara Mullins knows every single answer,
which is
awesome.
Unbelievable.
Every single one. Yeah, we're going to make up a quiz for you, and I'll use ChatGPT to quiz you to make sure you are, of course,
well-versed.
Yeah, to make sure you... No, it's very impressive, and Janet's going to stay on the same health alliance we have now. Here's what I don't quite understand, just as a normal business guy. So I'm not going to have Health Alliance next year because I'm going on Medicare, right? So you guys, I'll go through you, but I'm still going to pay far less. So why are you happy? I'm paying Health Alliance less next year, Tara. What's going on?
Well, if we do a good job at taking care of you, then the federal government does help with reimbursements on those things. And part of a Medicare Advantage plan is the federal government wants everyone to have better health care outcomes. And that's why they ask people like us, Health Alliance, to have a Medicare Advantage plan to assist with that. And you're already going to be paying your Part B premium to Medicare. So that's also a payment for this, too.
Okay. Well, listen, it's... I'm getting a little more versed. I was just completely lost here before I went to your little thingy. And you guys
did that was a great expo.
Really good. And who was it? Who's my new friend? Is it Jenna?
Tara? Oh, Jenna Perry.
Yeah. Jenna's pretty sharp,
too. Yeah, she's the Unity grad.
And well, she, listen, Tara's, she's kind of a big star.
Yeah, she is. And if people want to talk to local agents like the people we're talking about, healthalliance.org/MedicareOnline or call the representative 888-382-9771. You've got through December 7th, right, Tara?
That's absolutely right.
Tara.
And we're here to help.
You are a woman. Well done. I appreciate all the help and learning a new skill here. It's yeah.
Happy to help. Call anytime.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Are you saying that for the radio audience, or you shouldn't have said that to me, Tara? I know it's 10 o'clock, but I have a question. Yeah.
Listen, I get them through Facebook all the time. Text messages.
Great.
You know, it's just what it is.
Yeah. So, Jenna, can we disconnect with this guy? Can we somehow block him? Listen, Tara Mullins, thank you. HealthAlliance.org, Medicare online is 888-382-9772. I got till December.
771.
771. Mm-hmm. No glasses. 8883. See? It's an age thing.
Okay.
888-382-9771. And, Mama, I got the window again is till.
December 7th.
Gotcha. Okay, Tara Mullins, thank you.
Thanks for sharing your knowledge. Have a good weekend.
It. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Republicans' nominee for House Speaker Jim Jordan says it's time for the House to get back to work.
The quickest way to get all this working is to get a speaker elected. That's what I hope we can do today.
He's come up short in two votes for speaker so far, with 20 Republicans against him Tuesday, 22 Wednesday.
Picked up a few. We lost a few. I think the ones we lost can come back.
He says the plan is to hold more votes this weekend if necessary. One thing the House has to deal with is President Biden's security spending package request, including more money for Ukraine's fight against Russia and Israel's fight against Hamas terrorists.
We cannot and will not let terrorists like Hamas and tyrants like Putin win.
And there have been more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza ahead of an expected ground invasion.
Israeli society is very, very prepared for a long fight against this terrorist organization.
Israeli Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner on Fox. An Israeli town to the north is evacuated to protect against Hezbollah rockets fired from Lebanon. America's listening to Fox News.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Build strength and endurance in a high-energy fun fitness class with the Urbana Park District. Work It Circuit runs Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Phillips Recreation Center. Classes are between 5 and 5:50, October 24th through December 14th. Each session takes you through a full-body workout with a mix of resistance training and high-energy aerobics. No experience is necessary, and people of all abilities are welcome. Instructors can modify the class to meet your needs. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Here's a look at local news. Utility customers across Illinois could soon see an increase in their natural gas bills. Administrative judges at the Illinois Commerce Commission recommending rate increases for the four companies. They include Ameren Illinois, Nicor Gas, Peoples Gas, and North Shore Gas. The commission itself must still discuss the rate hikes if approved. The increases go into effect in January. A man charged in a mass shooting in March near Western Illinois University in Macomb pleads guilty to amended charges. Damon Wilson entered a guilty plea to one count of second-degree murder, one person killed, 10 people wounded, after shots fired at an off-campus house party March 27. Archer Daniels Midland Company being cited over an April explosion at its West Plant in Decatur. Department of Labor found ADM tried to inspect and test safety systems, which led to the April 20th blast that injured three. OSHA cited the company for two health and safety violations and proposed fines of more than $324,000. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Derek Piper from The Drive. We're doing our show from Pia's Friday, October 20th, beginning at 3 p.m. Come out and join us.
I can't wait, and we're going to have some special guests, Derek Piper. How about former Illinois players Martin O'Donnell? Love hearing him. Great player on that offensive line.
Enjoy Twisted Tea drink specials, prizes, and tickets to the homecoming game as well against Wisconsin that Saturday.
Pia's 1609 Springfield Avenue in Champaign with a team from Stevie J Broadcasting saying, go Illini!
8-11 live from Pia's today, 3 to 5. Diane's got basketball tickets for free, football tickets for free, game day cards for free. Chances are extraordinarily high that if you want to go to an event this weekend, you're going to go for free. Because we have a stack of tickets.
Yes, we do.
All right, so you can keep that in mind. 3 to 5, 1609 West Springfield is Pia's live broadcast. Lon and Derek, weather's going to be great. It's going
to
be fun.
And a half hour before tip-off, you can get in the routine of joining the fan bus that drops you off right at the front door of the State Farm Center, and then you hop on after the game. And the exhibition game against Ottawa is at 8 o'clock tonight.
All righty, so Brett Bielma talked with us yesterday. I'm asking about the Happy Face pancakes. After the Maryland game next.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. in your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
And yeah, Brett Bielema, head football coach, joined us yesterday. Diane and I talked to him. Okay, you never do our show without some Oprah, so here you go.
Oh, yeah.
So what would the 37-year-old Brett Bielema, who was single, coaching 24-7 except when you're golfing, then after the game in Maryland, you're shouting out to your wife and two little girls, you could feel the love. What a different life, and I would think so much richer when you have it to share.
It probably, you know, at that point, you only know in life what's really made you to that point, right? And at that point, when I became a head coach, I hadn't even met Jen, let alone date her and get engaged and married. But, like, I think when life is so much more purposeful when, you know, the true driving force for everything that you have has nothing to do with you, right? And you know, although we had a little delay getting on a plane and weren't able to get back until it was after 11 when I finally walked in her house. And of course, Jen was up, but the girls weren't. But, you know, Sunday morning to have them call down. They have little monitors in their room, and they came down and, "Dad, can I come down and get in bed?" I said, "Absolutely, right." And just to have that Sunday morning. And then we actually went to La Peep, yep, one of their favorite. Yep. There go two spots, and they're either going to be the Pancake House, La Peep, or some other various spot. But they wanted to have some funny face pancakes at La Peep, so we rolled in there, and that's today, to this message. Thursday is the first night that I get to be home for them with dinner and a chance to put them to bed. I don't really see them from Sunday to Thursday. So tonight's a really good night in my book.
Nice. Yeah, but it's so much fuller when you share the love, and it grows and grows, and you've got that. And back when you were a cool dude, 37, head coach, doing great, winning Rose Bowls and golfing and all that was fun. But, man, it just – I found it to be
something about family.
Much better life.
Well, and just what they say, my girls have been involved in a food bank fundraiser and it involves some of our guys. Mm-hmm. So my oldest daughter, Briella, she's her class is partnered with Alec Bryant, number 90, our defensive end, outside linebacker. And she was telling me about Alec, and I'm going, you know, baby, he's on my team. She goes, I know. Do you know him? Do you talk to him? I said, yeah, baby, I talked to him. And I took a picture of me and him. He sat right in front of me on the plane. I took a picture and showed her, and she couldn't believe we would talk. And it was just kind of that realness in that moment, you know. It was cool. Luke Altmaier is partnered with my younger daughter's class, and she had a picture of two canned good, you know, that she had taken to the food drive with Luke, and just to have that moment and be so precious on Beyond Things is pretty awesome.
Next time we have Brett Bielema on, the Oprah Winfrey type question will be, how has the family made you a better coach?
Hmm.
I would think it has.
Mm-hmm.
He has more of an empathy and understanding for all the guys that are trying to see their family. He's at dinner Thursday night. Say, well, it's only Thursday. Well, it's Thursday night, and I don't think a lot of programs have Thursday night off. It's great.
Well, and you need that downtime in order to regroup and reset and be fresh.
Yep. No, you gotta take a break in life from time to time to just go to whatever you do, walk in the woods or just on kind of de-stress and all these things, because there's a lot on all of our tables. We're all doing multitasking and 100 things. Women particularly carry the weight of most of that. The guys are so monofocused. We have a hard time, you know, getting the butter out of the refrigerator and closing the cabinet door at once. That's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Women tend to be able to have those skills and don't understand why guys can't figure out how to get the butter out and close the cabinet, you know, kind of the same time.
Right.
Anyway, it's Brett Bielema. We really enjoy our visits. It's a lot of fun. All right, we're going to jump to some headlines. Diane Ducey at 8:44, sports headlines.
Well, Jacksonville beat New Orleans 31-24. Brother Johnny talked about his seat next to Shad Khan for a lot of that game.
Yeah, he and Shad are friends. Really neat. But yeah, and Shad was very obviously very interested in his team winning, but Johnny says he handles it beautifully.
Yes.
I don't think Johnny would be as calm as Shad is.
Uh-huh.
But obviously it comes down to the last few seconds of the game before Jacksonville closed it out. Saints dropped a touchdown pass that would have tied it. And it was a close game, and Jaguars are good now. They really are. Saints are just kind of struggling. They don't look very good, and Jaguars are 5-2, and they lead their conference, and Sean's got a heck of a team, and Johnny was very much
enjoying the time in this suite.
I'll bet. We'll have Cleveland in Indianapolis, Green Bay and Denver, and Las Vegas will be at Soldier Field to take on the Bears on Sunday. Always fun to watch the game at Pia's. We'll be there after 3 today. It's homecoming week. I know that I was reading about Mike Bass had a 46-yard field goal as time ran out in that game against Wisconsin back in 1982.
I remember Mike Bass.
Is that right?
He did not wear a shoe.
Okay.
He kicked with his bare foot. I never understood that one.
Well, he's one of the homecoming stories that came out because our kicker, Caleb Griffin, had a time running out 43-yard field goal last week against Maryland and has been spotlighted out of Danville, Illinois. Danville native, I didn't realize that, as a Scholar of the Week. So Caleb Griffin also in the spot. Let's hope he has a good game against Wisconsin. 2:30 kickoff. And always fun to see some of the alumni on the halftime show next to the band.
Yeah.
And trying to do their routine and all that like they did back in the day.
Yeah.
So many festivities that
they got their dad jeans on.
Yeah. Illinois volleyball against Maryland at 6 o'clock, and Rutgers on Sunday will happen at 2. We've got our basketball team in action with an exhibition game at 8 o'clock tonight against Ottawa, and Illinois soccer has a game against number 25 Nebraska Sunday at noon, and they'll have some kids come out onto the field after the game with that women empowerment theme. So you can take note at fightingillini.com to get all those details. Now, when it comes to college sports, Michigan versus Michigan State tomorrow. Michigan hasn't lost yet, and Coach Jim Harbaugh accused of stealing some team signals inside the past season with someone on his staff checking out some games.
So. Michigan is really, really good.
Right.
They could win the national title.
Is it because they're cheers?
Maybe. No. They'll look into all that stuff as they always do. But, hey, Michigan's got a really good team. I think Penn State playing at Ohio State's going to be a dandy. Now, that's in Columbus. I like Penn State. I really do. I think there's good. Them and Michigan seem to be the cream of the crop. They both can't go to the Big Ten Championship because they're in the same conference.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, there will be no one list of 18 teams, and you could be ninth in the Big 18 and be good.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. All right, got to get to weather. 847.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
The world's largest sports book, ready your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. I want to start by just thanking our providers and our staff, our mission partners at the hospital for the great care that they take of our community in providing the services. One of the new offerings that we have coming up in the next couple of months, we've recruited an interventional pain provider who will be able to do some of those injections and procedures to help people who are struggling with long-term pain. In conjunction with that, we have an orthopedic spine surgeon that will work together with the interventional pain provider to really offer a robust spine pain service for the community of Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding areas. We have also brought in a brand new open heart surgeon. He is doing a really good job, really helping us expand our heart program to be a more regional heart institute at OSF in Urbana. And so want to just continue doing the great things that we're doing around our cardiac program to offer a great service for the community.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. None too shabby of a spell of weather for the day today and over the course of the weekend. Warm up next week and a wetter trend mid to late next week as well. Partly cloudy skies to evolve as the day wears on. Maybe a sprinkle to the east of Champaign here for the early to mid-morning. And high to about 61 with a northwest breeze. Fair tonight, 45. Winds will shift around into the southwest. Mostly sunny, breezy for the day tomorrow. Yeah, that'll impact the kicking game for the ball game. Southwest to west wind shifting northwest, 12 to 24 and gusty. But high temperatures up to 67 degrees during the ball game. Fair tomorrow night, lows near 40, partly cloudy, bit cooler for the day on Sunday, highs near about 59, into the lower 60s and a mostly sunny Monday. Tuesday, warmer at 73, and we'll hover into the lower 70s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Spotty shower chances on Wednesday, better than even odds here come Thursday, and some widespread rains for Friday and into the following weekend, and maybe an inch or two worth of rain. Again, adjust your outdoor time and field work accordingly. I'm Greg Solier with Stevie J Broadcasting.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Hey Illini fans, it's the best time of the year, homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com. Starting it over is what we do
at Max Twin City Recycling. Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You know, we're about to go to the 11th month of 2023. 12 more days, and then we're November 1.
It's going so fast.
Thanksgiving is early, 23rd, I think. Yeah, it's and then Grace is getting married December 2. This is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
While the earth is getting big in the window, as
yes,
they say.
Yes, it is.
Apollo 13. Okay, so we'll see you at the ball game tomorrow. We'll see you at Pia's tonight. 3 to 5 for the live broadcast. It's really fun. Want to drop by and ask Diane for some basketball or football tickets?
Yeah.
She's got them, and they're free, and that's a big deal because you'll save a ton of money. Homecoming game is a bit of a premium, a football ticket. So you can get some from us while they last. So
man,
I
just looking
right
over some of the homecoming festivities that are going on. I mean, it's worth the search to find out who's in town and how this all looks.
It'll be fun.
Awesome.
Okay, and we'll see some of you at Living Alternatives tonight. I'm excited about that. Grace is the MC. Al and Lisa Robertson from Duck Dynasty fame, who were on earlier this morning, they'll be there as the keynote and raising money for a great cause, Living Alternatives. All right, we appreciate you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much, Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We'll meet back on the radio Monday. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Our ghoststever.com is available from Kelsey's. You can check that out. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubon, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubon, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubon and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubon. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com. Hey, it's Stevie J. I've got a Stever offer for you today from Kelsey's Furniture. Kelsey Furniture is in Tuscola, and they sell Tempur-Pedic beds. These are amazing. One of the top-rated mattresses ever. But don't listen to me. Listen to my friend Steve about
Tempur-Pedic, and what's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
If you text me 217-359-2255, text in bed right now, and you have a chance to get $1,000 toward your Tempur-Pedic bed. They start at $3,000, but it's the last bed you'll ever buy. 217-359-2255. If you're interested, text in bed from Kelsey Furniture right now.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.